at LBC.
Very good evening. If you've just tuned in, I'm Clive Bull with you till 10. Coming up at 9, the Property Hour, your questions on property and mortgages this week. We're also going to be talking about WhatsApp, sharing your data, your phone number even with Facebook. More about that coming up as well. Plus, NHS leaders warned today that a number of A&E units are to be closed down and other key departments centralised as part of efforts to tackle a growing budget problem and staff shortage. So what needs to happen to solve what's being called the largest financial crisis in the history of the health service? 0345 6060 973 is the number here at LBC. Yes, I want to talk about the NHS first in this hour, and NHS leaders warning today about A&E units closing down, key departments being moved away, centralised, and NHS providers say that the system is at breaking point. So what do we have to do to tackle what is being described by them as the largest financial crisis in the history of the health service? 0345 6060 973 is the number. Text 84850 and tweet at LBC. Whether you're just an outside observer or somebody who's in the health service, what's really going on here? 0345 6060 973. So the word is that hospitals are going to embark on what they're calling a glut of closures. A&E units, key services for the elderly, being amongst those stripped out and centralised. Every area of the country has been ordered to identify departments which are not sustainable as part of efforts to tackle short staffing and a growing financial crisis. A&E departments are likely to close. A host of other services like rheumatology and urology would be centralised, which would mean you'd have to travel further. And they said that the changes were necessary to shore up the safety of the service. And there are warnings that the NHS is now reaching breaking point. Chris Hopson, who's chief executive of NHS providers, that represents hospitals, has said even these moves would be insufficient to save the NHS from the largest financial crisis in history. Now, these are dire warnings, but somehow I do feel I've heard them before about the worst ever crisis and so on. Is it really that bad? And what is the answer? Is it more money? Is there a problem with the system? What's your take on this? What's your explanation? 0345 6060 973 is the number for your view on this, whether you are just a taxpayer, an NHS user, or you work within the health service. Call me now with your view of whether we really are in this dire crisis. 0345 6060 973. And let's talk first to Dr. Bob Gill, who's a GP and who's currently producing a film called The Great NHS Heist. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Clive.
Hi, thanks for joining us. So I mentioned we have had these warnings before. Is this really the greatest financial crisis ever?
Oh, it's approaching that way, but it has been set up. And what myself and the people involved in our project are trying to do is to explain that what's gone on has been a coordinated, stealthy, covert set of sequences to set up the NHS to fail prior to converting to the American insurance system. Now, we've even got the... Labour leadership contest. Finally, major political figures are talking about NHS privatisation. It's been taboo up until recently. But what you see is hospital funding and NHS funding as a proportion of GDP has declined since 2010, right? So there's been a deliberate squeeze.
Well, the government say they're putting more money than ever in.
Well, you have to look at the figures in terms of GDP. So money is going in, but as a proportion of the country's wealth, it is declining. At the same time, the money that's going into the NHS is hemorrhaging to support private finance initiative debts, and a bloated management structure which is necessary to run the private insurance system. So you've got money being diverted away from patient care, paying off expensive Wonga loans which the hospitals have been built by using, and also this bureaucratic nightmare which has been imposed on the NHS in preparation for the final conversion. And this is what we seek to explain in our film, which we've started to produce.
Okay, well, I mean, all these dramatic claims about crisis and breaking point and so on, I mean, is it actually like that on the ground at the moment, though? Are people suffering, or is this an exaggeration?
There is crisis. If I try to refer patients to hospital who need admission, there are no beds to admit those people. So they end up bouncing back into the community. So there is a crisis of provision. There's a crisis of workforce morale. So people are having to deal with sick people with restricted, inadequate resources. This is causing a brain drain. On top of that, you've had this manufactured clash with the junior doctors. So they're offering them less money, less protection, and expecting them to do more work. Okay? And that was all built on the complete myth about death rates on the weekend. Now, we've had Whitehall civil servants exposing that this was a lie very recently. But part of the softening up of the public is these continual headlines, although they happen to be true, but they have to paint the NHS as being on the verge of collapse before they can persuade people that the solution is to...
Surely you can't have it both ways, though. Either it is on the verge of collapse or it isn't. I mean, are you saying they're making up the headlines or it is actually that bad?
Clive is struggling. Yeah, so my surgery, for example, we've lost 20% of our income, but my workload has gone up. Yeah. Similarly, hospitals...
Well, most people I talk to say that. Okay, not just doctors, and in every industry, people are working harder. Times are tough.
Times are tough, but there's a deliberate defunding going on. The NHS is being deliberately set up to fail.
But they've put extra billions into it.
Clive, gross domestic product, they're the figures you need to look at. There's been a shrinkage in the proportion of gross domestic product spent on the NHS, and more money, as I said earlier, is being diverted away from patient care. So if you put in 100 million extra into the NHS and it all goes on management, well, that doesn't help the patient, does it?
Well, people have been saying for years and years that there's too much management and not enough money spent on medical people in the NHS. Isn't that right, that whether it's part of a privatisation plot or not? I mean, people have for a couple of decades been saying that we're spending the money in the wrong areas.
You're right. It does go back decades, and it's a gradual process. We started off at less than 5% on management in the 90s. We're up to around the 20% mark, and we're going to end up 30% plus, which is the US system for administration. An administration system which is completely unnecessary if you don't involve in the insurance industry. So we're being deliberately saddled with these extra costs, as with PFI, and it's something that, you know, we want support to explain to the public, because it's a complex and stealthy process. And if people want to help us to explain this, please support us. You know, go to our website, thegreatnhsheist.com, and help us get this message out, because...
Well,
We're in the midst of...
Where's your evidence that this is actually happening, though, Bob?
Well, the evidence was produced by Oliver Letwin and John Redwood back in 1988. They produced a document called Britain's Biggest Enterprise. It explained how to get from our system to the American system. There's another document...
I know about that document, but just because John Redwood wrote something 20 years ago doesn't mean that it's actually happening now, does it?
Well, Clive, the proportion of NHS activity that is outsourcing is privatisation, has gone up. If you look behind the scenes in terms of the backroom function, more and more of that is done by private companies like United Health and their subsidiary Optum. There are dozens of companies that are all set up behind the scenes, behind the NHS logo, ready for this transition. They are there and they are in place now. And we hope to show that evidence in our film.
Well, you're going to have to, because there's not much actual evidence at the moment, is there? There's outsourcing, yes, but that's not the same thing as converting to an insurance-based system.
Okay, well, we've got this propaganda going on about the NHS being unsustainable. We've got this cross.
But you just told me it is unsustainable. You said it's true.
I'm listing the evidence for you. It's unsustainable because it's hemorrhaging money. It's unsustainable because of PFI debts. It's unsustainable because staff are being driven out. Now you've got this cross-party commission, which has been put forward to look into future funding of the NHS. Guess what the conclusion will be? We need charges and top-up insurance. So the writing is on the wall if you choose to look at the evidence, and we will present all this evidence.
Well, I accept that the writing may be on the wall, but surely the evidence is going to be when that last thing you said actually happens, because all the rest of it is circumstantial. If we do finally get to a point where somebody recommends we have an insurance-based system, then we can really say something's afoot here. But surely at the moment, we're just talking about outsourcing, which has been happening for years.
It's going to be a bit late by then, but if you look at the Iraq war, okay, there were many people high in civil service who knew there was no evidence to go into Iraq. They kept quiet. Very few people spoke up. And we ended up with one of the biggest foreign policy disasters ever embarked upon, yeah? I'm one of the few people, as with many other colleagues, who know where this is going, who are prepared to step up and tell the public what's going on. And we need your support. We need the public support.
Well, you think you know where it's going.
We know where it's going, Clive.
You don't know because you haven't got the evidence.
I've just outlined quite a bit of evidence you're choosing not to see as evidence.
Well, you're saying that there's more outsourcing, that there's more administration staff. But that's still circumstantial, isn't it?
We have at the head of the NHS, Simon Stevens, who worked for United Health, one of the biggest American insurers. We have various other policy leads within the NHS who describe the NHS will be rendered as a funding stream to be delivered almost entirely by private companies. We've also got other companies set up to take over the administration. We're seeing charges being brought in by the back door, rationing taking place. The NHS menu, which was universal, you could get all the treatments that were evidence-based and needed, that is being gradually restricted. Bit by bit, we're losing services. And in order to recover those services, either you pay out of pocket or you take top-up insurance.
All right. Very interesting, Bob Gill. Thank you very much indeed, GP and producer of the film, The Great NHS Heist. Thank you very much indeed. So he's very clear about where it's all going wrong with the NHS. What do you think? 0345 6060 973 is the number to call. LBC, I'm Clive Bull, and it's 8:15.